From the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber for Thursday, July 11th, 2019. Thank you so much for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Puerto Rico's corrupt. Shocking, right? Well, it seems the whole place is corrupt, and the FBI has now hammered on some of those at the center of the mess. But the anti-Trump governor could soon be in handcuffs, too. Number two, senators are bracing for yet another increase in the debt ceiling, and for many, it's becoming very uncomfortable. For the rest of us, it's a dangerous slope we are sliding down. And number one, the vile tale of billionaire Jeffrey Epstein still at the top of the page. Democrats and others scrambling to tie the convicted pedophile to Donald Trump, doing anything they can. But the real connection is to Bill Clinton and powerful Democrats. That story will continue, and I'll get to that. But gosh darn it, I have to go to something else first. I'm telling you, this developing feud, this range war, this battle between Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her little clique of freshman Democrats against Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat leadership is escalating. It's absolutely escalating. The spat, which has become a feud, which has become do you remember back in the day when they had the celebrity death match, the little claymation deals? Was that Saturday Night Live, wherever that was? Celebrity death match. That's what you're having right here. You have little claymation figures, and Nancy and AOC are fighting it out. Apparently, Alexandria feels that she is not being respected properly. And in fact, so bad is it, she played the race card on Nancy. That's right. She says this persistent singling out by the Speaker of the House may be a lot more than outright disrespectful. Here's the quote. When these comments first started, I kind of thought that she was, you know, keeping the progressive flank at more of an arm's distance in order to protect more moderate members, which I understood. But the persistent singling out, it got to a point where it was just outright disrespectful. The explicit singling out of newly elected women of color. Boom! There it is, the race card. If it doesn't work here, then what? Nancy Pelosi, the race card bomb dropped on her head by this petulant child, this know-nothing child lawmaker who was basically the Manchurian candidate, selected in a popularity contest. Hey, if you know somebody who could be a member of Congress, send their picture here and their biography, and we'll see what happens. That's how she got to be in Congress, you know. There was a popularity contest. It was a, you know, it was a talent show, if you will. Well, she's attractive. Could have been. If she was attractive, she was young, she was leftist, she was moldable, right? Moldable. At any rate, she's also, is AOC, taking on Joe Biden. She says, now this is rich. She says Joe Biden may not have the capacity to be the president of the United States. The capacity, this loudmouth know-nothing is actually discussing other people's capacity to understand basic concepts and principles. Yeah, AOC, who knows nothing about politics or government or math or science, is trying to question the abilities and the mental acuity of others. You have to hear it to believe it. It's bite number three from AOC. Bite number three. Go.
Joe Biden, his performance on the stage kind of raised some questions with respect to that. But I don't want to say just because someone is 79, they can't or shouldn't run for president. I don't want to use those proxies, that a number as a proxy for capacity. Right. I think you have to assess a person's capacity kind of on a case-by-case basis.
What makes Joe Biden not there for you? And if he were to get the nomination, or a centrist of any kind, mm-hmm. center, left, whatever he's, however he's self-defining himself, but certainly a center mm-hmm. figure in the Democratic Party, how should progressives behave?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just about being a centrist per se. It's when you are struggling to talk about segregationists.
Yeah, she just goes on and on and on. You know, it's going to come to a point here where AOC is going to get smashed by Nancy. There's just no question about it. AOC is going to get smashed by Nancy, and it's going to be like a Mr. Bill moment. No, no, Mr. Bill, no. Pow. Bam. I know another reference to Saturday Night Live. So it is. But this growing feud is demonstrating quite clearly the Democrats have lost it. They've absolutely lost it. Look at what they've done this week. They've taken on the Betsy Ross flag. Somehow Betsy Ross, an anti-slavery activist, an abolitionist, outspoken abolitionist, is now the focus of the Democratic ire. So the Democrats are attacking the Betsy Ross flag. They're cheering when police officers are thrown out of Starbucks. They're attacking Home Depot because the guy there has the nerve to give contributions to a political candidate, that being Donald Trump, that they don't like. So they're going to boycott Home Depot. They've gone mad. They've gone stark raving mad. They've lost touch with reality. And I guarantee you, in this process, they have lost touch with the thing that they need most to win, the voters of the Midwest. They may keep people in Seattle and Portland and Chicago and Manhattan, but you're not going to keep people in Madison or in Manhattan, Kansas, or Manhattan, Montana, for that matter. Those people they're gone. Because this kind of tomfoolery, this kind of nonsense and chaos, it doesn't attract voters back from the middle class. It doesn't say to, hey, blue-collar workers, come on back to the Democrat Party. We're looking out for you. We're focused on the real problems. No, they're looking at spatting back and forth about taking health care insurance away from 180 million people. They're talking about reversing tax cuts that have helped pretty much all American families. They're talking about attacking Americans' sovereignty by opening the border. Oh, and by the way, they're willing to spend more money on illegal aliens coming through because that's their biggest concern. Non-citizens have become the biggest concern of Democrats in many, many places and many members of Congress over the concerns of American citizens. And if you don't think that resonates with people that are in the heartland or in swing states like North Carolina, Florida, Missouri, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, these people want to know what this Democratic field is going to do for them. And with Joe Biden being dragged far to the left, and I don't know about his capacity. I'm not saying AOC is wrong. It's just interesting that she, who has a tenuous grasp at best on politics, policy, mathematics, science, energy, all of these things, she regurgitates talking points. She's a trained performer. Here are the talking points. Here are the backup scripts. Here's what you need to say. Smile when you do it. Act concerned. You know, wave your finger, pound the podium, all of that. It's a performance. Because if you ever ask her serious questions or put her on the spot, you've seen how she performs, which is extremely poorly. At any rate, it's good fun to watch. It's going to be going on for the next year and a half. Stay tuned. But if you want to cut through the noise and cut through all the nonsense, stay right here on the Steve Gruber Show because we'll do it all for you. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There are kids at some of the schools in our greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.